All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players.
In the Arts.
Yes, that sound means it is time for In the Arts, when we take a look at some things that are happening in the arts, in film, in theatre, and artistic creations around our city. Today, there's something that's caught our eye, Katie. It's called Art from the Heart of the Cross. It's an annual exhibition which is showcasing the diverse artistic talents of people who visit the Uniting Medically Supervised Injecting Clinic, the MCIC, in King's Cross. So the Uniting MSIC, opened its doors in the Heart of the Cross back in 2001. And it was the first supervised injecting centre in the Southern Hemisphere and the English-speaking world.
Yeah, it's so massive.
Yeah, huge.
Historic
place. And since then, the service has provided safe and compassionate care for some of the most marginalised and disenfranchised members of our community.
Every year, the centre also runs a four-week art project, giving clients the opportunity to express themselves and their circumstances creatively. Here's a taste.
I was working in a psychiatric facility. And as an artist myself, I was interested in seeing how art can be used as therapy.
I believe that you cannot really change your life if you don't find something beautiful about yourself. And Art Project is offering that to people. It's offering to people opportunity to discover their talent and to just believe in themselves.
That's a taste from some of the contributors of the Art from the Heart of the Cross project. And we're joined now by Marianne Jauncey, who is a medical director of the MSIC in King's Cross. How are you this afternoon, Marianne?
I'm very well, Jack and Katie. Very nice to be speaking with you.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. Now, how many years has Art from the Heart been running?
This is the eighth year that we've been running the project, and when we reflect, we had the opening launch just this weekend gone, and it was an opportunity to reflect on where we've come from. And I remember going to our very first launch, and I think we had, you know, barely a dozen pieces that were largely pencil or pen on paper. We didn't have any money for framing, and you know, there were 20 odd people at the launch, most of whom were staff. And then I reflect, you know, what we have this year with, you know, 200 odd people filling the rooms of the Wayside Chapel, and our Lord Mayor Clover Moore speaking, and senior members of the Uniting Board, and it was just, you know, just wonderful. And I think it's a reflection on, you know, we've hit on something that really works for the clients, and you know, listening to those voices, it really is about remembering that somebody who uses drugs, that's just one part of their life, and an art project is a chance to sort of explore some of the other things that are going on in people's worlds, in people's thoughts, in people's emotions.
Absolutely.
And a chance for them to express that.
It's located in my local hood, so I'm just around the corner from the Wayside Chapel, and you guys, yeah, this whole area, I just think does such amazing work. What were some of the artworks that are on show this year?
Oh, they were fantastic, Katie. There was quite a number of Indigenous ones that were just beautiful, some in traditional Aboriginal colours, you know, some of the ochres and the yellows and the reds and the browns. Some, there was a particularly beautiful one that won a prize that was with some turquoise and some sort of golden dots. There were some that were quite sort of hauntingly beautiful, some that had sort of some, you know, faded faces and sort of the drips of the paint almost looking like sort of tears coming off it. There were some quite big ones by one of the fellows here who's now gone to art school as a result of, being involved in this project. Really, you know, diverse, sort of eclectic, some very beautiful, some very simple, some very evocative, some, you know, quite brutal. So it's quite emotional, actually.
And these amazing artworks were all sold off recently, a couple of days ago, is that right?
No, so what's happening is we've actually got them on display at the Art House Hotel on Pitt Street. So if you've got to get off at Town Hall Station, it's just next to the Pitt Street exit of Town Hall Station, and they're on display for the month of September.
Okay.
During that time, there is an online bid, so people can make an anonymous bid, and if you are you put in the winning bid with the most amount that you're prepared to pay, then we contact you in the first couple of weeks of October.
Great idea.
And then all of that money goes directly to the artists themselves with no cut, no take from anybody.
How therapeutic do you think their art making is for the people involved?
I heard a quote once when I went to see the Choir of Hard Knocks, and, you know, which was also dealing with, you know, people where homelessness, substance use and mental health issues are common. And the comment was made that sometimes society is good at stopping people drowning, but we need to remember that we've got to learn to teach people to swim. You know, our service is all about keeping people alive, and that's this notion of stopping people, you know, drowning metaphorically. And I'd like to think that this is, you know, one small way that we're helping to teach people how to swim, because it is about seeing the person behind the drug use, the stories that need to come out, and sometimes finding a voice that isn't just them standing up and, you know, outing themselves as somebody who uses drugs, but finding a different way for people to discover something inside of themselves. You know, as Natasha was saying on the clip that you played, find something inside that is beautiful and really worth living for.
Oh, it's so great. Thank you so much for joining us, Marianne.
Pleasure, Katie.
And for anyone interested, you can head to artfromtheheart.uniting.org if you'd like to read more about that. For now, you're on Afters FM.